Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
All right, welcome back to segment two of God Invention Radio with A.J. Kubani from Telebrands. A.J., great story about yourself and Telebrands, the first segment. For this segment, if you don't mind, let's spend a little time. I'd like to just focus on, we have listeners who just have that idea and want to figure out what to do with it. And then we have inventors at different stages, people that are looking to either license or manufacture their idea. But let's just start off with the basics. What is DRTV as we hear it? What is As Seen on TV? What is that?
Well, I was explaining DRTV is this TV commercials see on the air that sell a product directly to consumers. So consumers see the commercial, and they can call a phone number, or they can go directly to the website and order the product. It stands for Direct Response Television. And then As Seen on TV, when we first started selling the products into retail stores back in the late 1980s, we decided to come up with that logo to put onto the products to say As Seen on TV, so that might trigger a response or memory from the consumers that might have seen it on TV and remind them that, yes, we've seen that product on TV, I recall the TV commercial, I'm interested in buying the product, and they pick it up. So that's what the As Seen on TV is on the packages. And the retailers have really embraced As Seen on TV products now and created actual categories at retail called the As Seen on TV category. You may have seen it at places like Walgreens, CVS, and even Walmart and Target, where they have separate As Seen on TV sections where they put all the As Seen on TV products together. So we were very instrumental in making that happen. You know, back in the 1980s, the first really popular product that we put on TV was a product called Amber Vision sunglasses. I know you mentioned Blue Blockers earlier.
Amber Vision.
But Blue Blockers came after Amber Vision. Amber Vision was the first pair of sunglasses on TV ever. We launched it in 1987 on TV, and it became very quickly a household name. I realized this in 1988, a year later, after we'd been running it on TV. I was sitting at a blackjack table in Atlantic City. Remember, I told you I'm frugal, so I was sitting at a $5 blackjack table. I just want to make a point of that. And even though, you know, I was making millions of dollars at this point, I was sitting at a $5 blackjack table and had a discussion with the dealer. It was just a conversation. What do you do? I said, well, I sell this product on TV called Amber Vision. And the moment I said that, I saw his eyes light up, and he said, Amber Vision? I see that commercial all the time. That's great. You're the Amber Vision guy. I said, yeah, I'm the Amber Vision guy. I guess that's what you ought to call me. He says, those are great. And, you know, it struck me sitting at the blackjack table. I said, you know what? I'm advertising on TV to sell this product, but I'm creating a brand. I've created brand recognition. People know just by stating the name Amber Vision, they know what it is. And if I'm creating a brand, then these products should be able to sell in retail stores. It seems kind of obvious today, but nobody back then was doing it. And people would just sell it, you know, me and a few competitors would just, you know, sell products on TV and just make the money off of TV. Mm-hmm. So I decided that I was going to try selling to retail stores. So, you know, being a guy that does everything myself, I said, okay, I'm just going to, you know, call up these stores, cold call some of the local chains at that time in the New York area. We had Alexander's, we had James Way, Caldor. These were all regional chains that had hundreds of stores. So I started calling them up to make appointments, and I found out it was very difficult to make an appointment, first of all. I did get some traction because I would mention Amber Vision, and I think the people recognized the brand, the buyers recognized the brand, and they were intrigued. But I went to one account after another and got rejected, 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 rejected.
Wow.
Even though we were spending millions of dollars on TV, I'd walk into the account, Caldor, for example, which was one of the biggest ones in the tri-state area, and up and down the upper and the northeast, Caldor department stores. And he said, well, you know, sunglasses, I was sitting with a sunglass buyer, you know, sunglasses really need this whole big rack. You know, we have a whole rack of sunglasses. And you only have one style. And, you know, people buy sunglasses based on style. You just have that one style, the one aviator style. Secondly, you know, you're in a box. You know, we sell know, people have to try sunglasses on, and we need a mirror. And by the way, our sunglass supplier that we have now supplies the whole rack, you know, supplies the mirror, sends people into the stores to fill up the rack all the time. He said perhaps if you had a whole line of sunglasses, you had a program, and you had a rack, and you were doing all that, I might be interested, but you just want a sunglass in a box, nobody's going to buy that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to add one more layer of why he didn't want to buy it, he said also, you sell directly to consumers. You're competing with us for the same customer. You know, you're a retailer, we're a retailer, we can't do business with retailers. And I found the same objection at Caldor, Jamesway, Woolworths, Bradley's. Everyone I went to rejected the idea as completely out of hand. Finally, I went to one account. I just about given up, but I got an appointment at one account called Herman Sporting Goods. At that time, it was the largest sporting goods chain in the Northeast. They had 167 stores. And I went in. I was sitting with the buyer. The office was in Carteret, New Jersey. And the buyer said, was about this, I could see it. He was just about to give me all the reasons why he couldn't buy it. At that moment, his boss walked by and stuck his head into his office and said, what's this guy got? And I turned around, you know, and sponsored Amber Vision sunglasses. And he said, that's a great product. I see that on TV all the time. He told the buyer right there, give him a test order. Let's see what happens.
Nice.
So he gave me a test order, 200 pair of sunglasses. And he said, but, you know, you can't just have this brown box. You have to, you know, put it in something that looks like a retail box. Add all these mail order boxes because we're only shipping through mail order. So I said, okay, well, I'll design a sticker. We'll put it on the brown box, and then we'll sticker up 200 of them. And we'll ship them to your stores. So we did. So I, you know, took a photograph and we designed the pack, the label. And I said, you know, that's when I came up with the idea. I said, I wanted to say as seen on TV on that box. So I told this, the graphic artist to do something, and he put it on there and he put it in a little burst. I said, nah, I don't like the burst. I said, you know what, I like that red logo on the TV guide. Why don't you do something like that? So he did. He took the red logo from the TV guide and he put as seen on TV and instead of TV guide. I said, yeah, that looks good. I like that. So we went ahead and we printed up the labels, stuck it out 200 boxes, shipped it out to Herman Sporting Goods, and the first day they hit the stores, they sold out 200 pieces.
Wow.
The buyer couldn't believe it. He was blown away. He said, I can't believe that we sold sunglasses in a box. With no mirror, people couldn't try them on, and they just sold out. They just disappeared.
Well, they saw it on TV.
Yep. So he said, I'll take another 20,000 pair.
Wow.
So I had 20,000 in stock because we were selling, you know, we had already sold over a million of these on TV. So I had 20,000 in stock. I printed up 20,000 labels, stickered them up again, and shipped them out. They disappeared in less than a week. He sold 20,000. And this is only a chain with less than 200 stores. So imagine how big this is. These things were just disappearing off the shelf. People would see them for 10 bucks and just scrape them up, and they disappear. So I thought, you know, first the buyer says, I've never seen anything like this. This is unbelievable. And he said, you really have something here. This is just like a miracle that you could sell sunglasses in a box. So, you know, I took that story, and I went back to Caldor and back to Bradley's and back to Woolworths and back to Alexander's and all the accounts that turned me down and told them the story of what happened, and they also took test orders. They didn't commit to Bitcoin. They said, all right, we'll try a test order now. Since it's already selling in Herman Sporting Goods, we'll try it out. And it did the same thing there, and all those people came back with big rollouts. And then I took the show on the road, and we went across the country to every major retailer, including at that time a relatively unknown chain based in Bentonville, Arkansas, who signed up and took a test order as well back in 1989. That's Walmart, of course. And we've been a vendor of Walmart now for 23 years.
Oh, that's a great story, AJ.
Sunglasses. And we hit Venture Stores, which is out of business. But Target was also a relatively small retailer. We hit them. And went straight across the country and sold to virtually every chain. By the time we were done, with AmberVision. We had sold 15 million pair of AmberVision.
Wow.
And that was really over a long period because I just was learning the retail part of the business. It was over a five-year period of selling AmberVision. We sold 15 million.
Wow. That's unbelievable. And I know that, like last time, you were at, I think you were at 40 million on the pet egg?
Yeah.
How many are you up to now? What's the running tally?
Well, I know we're over 50. It's not running at the same pace, but it's definitely over 50 million. Just
wow.
Another product that people love and continue to buy. Because, you know, the pet egg, it lasts a fairly long time, but eventually the blades start to get dull. So after 6 months or so, people feel they need a new one. You know, plus, it kind of gets dirty. It's on the feet, and they just feel like they want to get a new one. So it continues to sell.
Very, very
good.
We
are freshening up the line, finally. We haven't done anything to the pet egg since we launched in 2007. So really, you know, our mistake, we haven't refreshed the pet egg in 5 years. But we're finally coming out with new designer colors. We're coming up with a zebra-striped one, a polka-dot one, and that's getting a very good reception. So that should really pick up sales. It gives people a real excuse to buy a new pet egg. So I have a pet egg. I love it. I love those zebra stripes. I'm going to try that one.
That's excellent. AJ, we're going to come back. We're just about finished with this segment. I have about 12 of the same questions coming in. What type of ideas jump out at you and so forth. We're going to get to that, and we're going to find out also. So we're going to find out what makes a product DRTV and how to work with a company like Telebrands. We'll be back with AJ Kabani from Telebrands on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Stay tuned for segment 3.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $20,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high quality solution for almost any size building you need. Churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978.
When did men lose their way? Was it Hollywood portraying us as wimps? Is it the daytime serials where we're on our hands and knees begging for affection from women? Is it all the talk shows telling us women want a sensitive guy or a macho man? Well, guy, how does it feel to spend $200 on a couple of dates and never hear from the girl again? Doc Love's The System can change all that. 35-plus years of Doc Love's life has been devoted to a simple question posed to over 10,000 women. Why do you choose to stay with one guy versus another? Doc Love's The System is a realistic approach to dating written just for men. Visit DocLove.com today. That's DocLove.com today for more about The System. It's time to reclaim your manhood. DocLove.com. The System will change your life.
We all need to work on a healthier lifestyle. The stresses of the day take their toll. And if we lack a healthy plan and activities, it's even harder to be fit. To make it easier for you to maintain a healthy lifestyle and reach fitness goals, Better Bodies by Chemistry and the Gina Aliotti Fitness Network have joined together to work for you. Better Bodies by Chemistry is here to provide vitamins and supplements to support and improve your health at a great value. And Gina Aliotti's Fitness Network provides the tools and a fitness environment where women can inspire each other to reach goals. With their help, you can achieve a healthy lifestyle that is realistic, no matter what your life encompasses. Joining the Gina Aliotti Fitness Network assures that you will never be alone in your fitness journey. And with Better Bodies by Chemistry's products, you are assured of the finest quality at a great price. Learn more at GinaAliotti.com and BetterBodiesByChemistry.com. That's GinaAliotti.com and BetterBodiesByChemistry.com.